Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. With COVID-19 infections in Texas hitting new record highs this week, Governor Greg Abbott has ordered all residents of his state to wear a face mask in public. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
The order applies to people in public spaces in Texas counties that have 20 or more positive coronavirus cases, children under 10, and anyone with a medical condition that keeps them from wearing a mask are exempt. Abbott said the rapid rise in hospitalizations and new infections show the virus isn't going away.
These spikes are not limited to just the big cities. More than 91 counties have hit record high numbers in just the past 3 days.
Some Texas hospitals have reported their ICU units are nearing capacity. In addition to the mask requirement, Abbott said mayors and county judges can impose restrictions on gatherings of more than 10 people. For NPR News, I'm Stella Chavez.
The Trump administration is encouraging airlines to leave some airplane seats open to promote social distancing and is urging passengers to wear face masks on board. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, the administration will not require either safety measures, despite concerns about a rise in coronavirus infections.
With American, United, and a few other airlines now filling some planes to capacity, the Trump administration released guidelines to minimize the risk of spreading the coronavirus in air travel. But most are measures already implemented, like enhanced airplane cleaning, no-touch check-ins, and physical distancing in lines. The administration won't require blocking out middle seats or wearing face masks, which angers House Transportation Committee Chairman Peter DeFazio.
There's very few, I think, worse environments to be in than trapped in a tube that's crammed full of people who are rubbing shoulders with recirculated air for 5 or 6 hours flying across the country.
Consumer groups also say the guidelines are inadequate and want the safety measures federally mandated. David Shaper, NPR News.
Army officials in Texas say there are new developments in a case involving the disappearance of 20-year-old soldier Specialist Vanessa Guillen, last seen in April in a parking lot on base at Fort Hood. Senior Commander Major General Scott Eflin spoke to reporters.
The investigation has led to the discovery of human remains in Belton, Texas, the arrest of a person from the local community, and the suicide of a soldier in Killeen who is pending apprehension.
An attorney for Specialist Guillen's family says investigators believe the young woman was bludgeoned to death by another soldier on base and buried in the woods. The Army said Wednesday a soldier suspected in Guillen's disappearance had killed himself, and a civilian suspect accused of helping him is in custody. This is NPR. Conservative justices on the Supreme Court have voted to block a lower court ruling that allowed curbside voting in Alabama and waived some absentee ballot requirements due to the coronavirus pandemic. The state of Alabama had appealed for a stay of the lower court ruling, which had been issued for three of the state's large counties ahead of a July runoff vote. The stay will remain while the nation's highest court decides whether to hear Alabama's appeal. The film version of the Broadway hit Hamilton debuts today on the Disney Plus streaming service. But as NPR TV critic Eric Deggans explains, there are a few things to know about accessing the movie.
It was originally intended for movie screens next year, but the pandemic lockdown has prompted the release of Hamilton on Disney Plus at midnight West Coast time today, featuring performances filmed in 2016. The streaming service has ended its 7-day free trial, so new subscribers will have to pay to start their accounts and see the film. The performance features the show's original Broadway cast, including star Lin-Manuel Miranda. He and several other stars will also participate in a virtual roundtable discussion hosted by the online platform The Undefeated and released on Disney Plus at the same time as the film. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
FedEx paid $205 million more than 20 years ago for naming rights to the stadium for Washington's professional football team. Now it's requested that the team name Washington Redskins be changed. Nike last night removed all Redskins logo gear from its online store. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.